Purdy Agnew of Cambie has a unique yardstick to measure her monthly student debt.
That's a mortgage payment that you then have to come up with on top of your mortgage payment.
Purdy's a single mom with four children who relied on student loans to get her bachelor's degree at IUPUI.
I am probably close to $25,000 in loans already. So more than likely, by the time I get out of law school, I'll have around $80,000 to $90,000 in loans that I'll have to repay.
She's not alone. Nearly two-thirds of 2008's public university graduates have student loans to repay. How much? According to the Project on Student Debt, on average, public university students will graduate with $20,000 in student debt. It's just over $27,000 for private college graduates. Ball State University tracks student debt, says President Joanne Gora.
So our students leave college with an average debt of about $17,000 to $20,000. And a third of our students leave college with no debt.
Mike Smith chairs the state's Higher Ed Commission.
The United States of America student debt now exceeds consumer debt, which is a really scary thought.
Factor in working and changing majors, and they can add years to graduation. Most bachelor's degrees end up taking students 5 or 6 years. It's often 3 or 4 years for a 2-year degree. A work schedule brings unintended consequences, says Georgetown University economist Tony Carnevale.
And we know that if you work more than 13 hours a week, it'll affect the likelihood of your graduating ever. And a very substantial share of lower income students, 75%, are working 35 and 40 hours a week. The likelihood that they're going to graduate is very low.
Brian Bosworth, a national policy researcher, believes students should think strategically before accumulating debt.
If you're going into teaching in Indiana, you probably ought not to incur a huge amount of debt. If you're going into healthcare with a 2-year degree or a 4-year nursing degree, you might be able to incur a little more debt.
Indiana's Commission on Higher Education just unveiled its college cost estimator. Commissioner Teresa Lubber says the online dashboard makes it easier to compare college costs and requirements.
It's important to know upfront what you need to do to be academically prepared.
An education trust survey found cost most discourages low-income students and minorities from attending college. And with more eligible students applying, Indiana's 21st Century Scholar Program has had to cut individual grant amounts. Richard Ludwig is president of Independent Colleges of Indiana.
Individual students are seeing a decrease in the amount of aid that they receive, even though the legislature was kind enough to see the economic advantages in appropriating more money over the last biennium.
Even so, the program is working, says Lumina Foundation's Duane Matthews.
So it's really changed the culture around college going in this state. That's a marvelous success story, and a lot of other states are trying to emulate Indiana's example.
So what's the value of a college degree? Economist Tony Carnevale adds up the return over a lifetime.
It's a lot of money. For an AA, it's $800,000. For a BA, it's well over $1 million. 9 times out of 10, not always, but 9 times out of 10, the earnings increases you get will easily pay for the college education you buy.
For Indiana Public Radio, I'm Dion Willis.